Pamela, can you kind of give me an update on how things are going now that school has been in full swing for a little while?
Yeah, Paola's been home doing her homeschooling as a fifth grader for Blessed Sacrament at Holy Cross. And her teacher touched base with me today and said she's really excited about how well it's going. And in fact, it's going a lot smoother than she anticipated that it would. So she's doing a lot of mixing of Paola's screen with the rest of the students. So wherever they're seeing her in the classroom, they move her from student to student to student. So sometimes she'll do an activity with one kid, then she'll do an activity with another kid. So she's really feeling like she's part of the classroom anyway. I'm very grateful for that. The high schooler just doing their daily stuff at high school with their teachers and keeping social distanced, and they're pretty smart about it. And so far, none of their close friends have become sick, so they feel really safe where they're at. And the rest of the kids, although they don't like being able to play with the kids as intimately as they used to, they're doing good.
And how are you holding up?
Aside from the fact that we're moving and I'm working, and so that means I have the house and the kids and the normal activities and all of their stuff plus moving, I think I'm doing okay. I feel better about having Paola home, despite the fact that we've got everybody else in school. I'm just doing my own research, and I realize that it's in the world. And by the time this gets anywhere near where we can maybe cure it or have any control over it, they assume that 90% of the world is going to be sick with it at least once. So I'm just hoping that we hold that off as long as we can so that research can catch up before we have to experience that with Paola, or any of us for that matter.
And what's interesting is they're actually doing the virtual learning where she's actually in the classroom. It isn't a separate learning experience.
Right. She's learning exactly what her peers are learning, the same exact material. So she's right with her class. She's not behind and she's not doing a different system. She's completely with her class. And so far, that's been working great.
That's good. And we were talking about you. What have you been doing to unwind? You actually had a chance to get out of the house, which doesn't happen very often.
Oh, yeah. One of my best friends, her husband is the lead singer of a band in Omaha called Pet Rock. And it's a 70s smooth band. And I try to go and see them whenever they're here in town at the Marquee, or I go down to Omaha. It's really my only time out. I just take off and get out for a night and enjoy 70s smooth music. It's great. They sound amazing, and they always bring in a good crowd. They're good people and just a good atmosphere. So, yeah, I love getting out to do that. That's my one thing.
And were people socially distancing as much as possible and wearing masks, or you were at a local venue checking out the band?
There was a huge difference. This is completely different from seeing them in Omaha. A couple weeks ago, I saw them in Omaha over a two-night stint where we saw them at the waiting room. And when you got there, you had your mask on. You wore your mask when you went into the venue. They had tables set up so that everyone was social distanced. You sat with your people. And then if you ever left your table to go to the bathroom or get a drink, you put your mask back on. So that was a completely different experience, because here in Sioux City, nobody wore masks. So although the tables were spread apart for social distancing, I was one of the few that wore a mask while we were there. So it was a completely different situation. And if you like listened to the buzz of the crowd, I heard a lot of what we're hearing just politically, the divide and how people are feeling this is being handled. So I just stood there with my mask on and just listened.
We are living in strange times, aren't we?
We are. We are. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would have to wear a mask all day. Being a nurse, wearing a mask at work is not a big deal for me. And I understand the importance of it. I understand how it works and the mechanics of it. So I understand the value of it. But to expect regular Joe Blow public to wear a mask, that's asking a lot. So all the things that everyone says and their complaints about that, I completely understand. I get it. But as a nurse, I understand all the science behind this, and you know, regular public doesn't understand that. So I really, truly, deep down inside, wish people would understand that our wearing a mask really has nothing to do with ourselves. It's just us protecting each other around us. Like, why can't we care enough about each other to wear a mask so that we're protecting each other. It's no different than putting your seatbelt on in your car. So I just wish people would be a little bit more empathic about what's going on in the world today and protect each other and just get those masks on.